I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Welcome back. You're listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. Really excited about today's show. I don't know. You know, I've never really been affected by the blind. I love the service dogs that I see. Actually, I was in a restaurant the other day, and there was a service dog in there. I think that they serve a higher purpose. And the person I have on the show today is Chris Burke, and he's the executive director, the CEO of Northeast Association of the Blind in Albany, New York. And I want to welcome him to the podcast today, Fundraising Secrets, and I also want you to tune in. Make sure you grab a pen and paper because I think he's going to offer some really valuable nuggets that you're going to want to note from, okay? All right, so welcome, Chris Burke.
Thank you very much.
I want to shake your hand. It's great to meet you. All right, so for the audience here at Fundraising Secrets, let us know and share with them who you are.
Well, I'm the executive director and CEO of DABA. I've got a background in business, in public service, a little bit in politics, and have a big focus on social entrepreneurism, which we drive into the Association of the Blind, to create jobs and make things better for people who are blind.
Great. And how old is this organization?
NABLA was founded in 1908. So what does that make, 111 years old? It's been around quite a long time.
Yeah. And have you been in this position as executive director for how many years now?
10 years.
10 years. Mm-hmm. And what were you doing before that?
Before that, I worked for the Red Cross. The business development for all the chapters in New York State, you know, helping them take that most recognizable symbol and turn it into a business model and go out and market the organization for services other than what you might normally think of the Red Cross for, right? Blood and health services. We were doing housing and transportation and selling defibrillators and a lot of those different things, a little more entrepreneurial, a little more business focused.
I love that you brought up entrepreneurship because I actually wrote a book called My Favorite Quotes for Entrepreneurs, and I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur, using the principles of entrepreneurship in the nonprofit sector to help them to fundraise fast. And in fact, I even wrote the book. So I wanted to share that with you. But you're bringing that expertise and knowledge to the Northeast Association of the Blind. It's a completely different organization. So why did you transition from blood to blind?
Blood to blind. Well, the Red Cross, if you recall at the time, was responding to the September 11th disaster mm-hmm. that happened. Happened to be in the city that day, was part of that response. But that changed that organization dramatically. And, you know, people would fundraise, sort of normally give you $100 a year. The response to that crisis would give you $1,000. So that really, they raised more money in 6 months than they had for any disaster before that. And then they continued to raise money. So people stopped donating, right? Because they gave a lot of money. It went down to ground zero. They come back, ask for more money, and they say, I just gave you a bunch of money. So they had to put a real emphasis on development and get away from the business development piece while they went through and recovered from that that response.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest tragedy, right, in our lifetimes. So I left and came to NABLA, who was looking to redevelop this organization and drive the business piece of it. We have a manufacturing operation. We manufacture products and deliver services. They wanted to see that grow. So I brought my business development background from the Red Cross into NABLA, and it's been successful.
Super. Now, you and I have been trying to connect for over a month now, and so I finally got a chance to connect to you. This is awesome. NAVA, obviously it means Northeast Association of the Blind, if people are wondering what NAVA is. And I don't know, how many people are affected with being blind?
Well, you have to back up a little bit, and there is no one. There's many, many different levels and many, many different mm-hmm. causes of blindness. Some people might lose their central vision if they have macular degeneration, they may get glaucoma. It may be an injury that compromises their vision. There's all sorts of different things. There aren't any really good statistics that I'm aware of, or up-to-date statistics, that tell you. We always work off census data, and we know we're getting ready for the census coming around, so we're hoping soon we're going to have some good census data. But NABA services people in 20 counties, some level of service in 20 counties up and down eastern New York. So we'll see 400 to 500 adults a year. We'll screen over 6,000 kids through our vision screening program, find jobs for people, work with youth in our summer program, which will work with 3 or 4 dozen youth across the territory, rehab, socializations, fun activities, things like that. So it's a lot of different pieces to get at all the different incidents of blindness and what people's situation might be.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit of what is the Northeast Association of the Blind NABA. Tell us, explain that, go a little deeper.
Yeah, we're a full-service vision rehabilitation agency that does everything, anything, anyone who's blind or visually impaired might need in our service area. We work with kids, vision screening 18 months to 4 years of age in pre-K. We have a youth program. We help kids and young adults who are blind get trained and get into the workforce. It's all about independence. We teach people how to cook and clean in their homes. You lose your vision, how do you stay independent? How do you get around? How do you go grocery shopping? We have specialists that teach people how to do all those things. We provide jobs through the manufacturing and service opportunities that we have, as well as serving seniors, right? Mm-hmm. Population is aging, which means more and more incidents of age-related eye disease, macular degeneration, of course, being number one. So how do you keep a senior independent in their home? Right? They might compromise, they might stop doing things, but when they start doing that and become a little more reclusive, they're not taking care of themselves necessarily. They could trip, fall off into the nursing home, into the healthcare world. So we get in and try to keep people safe in the community, safe in their home, and as independent as possible. And we've got highly trained specialists on staff. Their whole background is how to deal with vision loss with the individual after they've been declared legally blind by their ophthalmologist. It's a regimen of rehab and training to get people independent. Sometimes we have to deal with depression. It's a terrible thing to lose your vision. So we have social workers that work with individuals, and all of our services are in the home and the community. So really everything and anything, everything and anybody, if you're blind, need services, call NABA, and we're there to provide those services.
Yeah, thank you so much for deep diving into that. Now, funding. How do you get funding for your organization?
A couple of sources. One, we have a contract with the state of New York to provide the services that we do, because we have to be certified to be able to provide our services. And you do that through the New York State Commission for the Blind, so we have a contract with them. And they reimburse us about 50 cents in the dollar for the services that we provide in the community. We run a manufacturing operation. All the products we make under the state and federal preferred source programs set aside in a fully integrated work environment. The profits we make from that help to run the organization. We have some real estate that we lease property out and make rents, bring rents in, and the rest is through fundraising and development.
Great. And how does someone qualify to be a part of your organization? Do they just go to your website and application form, or does the Department of Social Service bring them in, or is it, like, how do they find out about your organization to know that there's help out there?
It's a 100% referral-based system. So no matter your income or where you live or anything about you, if you become legally blind, these services are available, and for the most part, they're free services. Especially if you're trying to get back into the workforce and be independent, the services are free. Some are covered by your health insurance, and others are subsidized in other ways. So it's all referral-based. So you need to have a family member call us and say, hey, I think my mother isn't seeing, or I think there's something wrong. It might be her vision. Your doctor, if you're seeing an ophthalmologist, will refer. Some of those referrals go to into the state system, or sometimes people reach into the state system if they're on in another state program or county program or some way, and then that referral comes to us. So we are a contract service provider for the state of New York for people who are blind. So it's all referral-based, and it can be referred from anywhere.
Okay, super. And do you do anything with, like, the seeing eye dogs? Like, how do you pair those up to your client to the, with the seeing eye dogs?
You know, they're not for everybody. They're wonderful if it works. It's wonderful. It's very intensive training. So if you decide that you want to have a guide dog, you have to go to, we work with the Guiding Eyes of the Blind in Westchester quite a bit, but there's other organizations that are just as good as, but that's who we use. And you have to go down there and spend a couple of months with them. They have to get to know you. You have to get to know the dog. You've got to work together. You got to become friends. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a lot of trust and reliability and training that goes along with it. It's very intensive. So if people want to go that way, which you know we've got a fair number of people who have guide dogs, it's a partnership for life. Mm-hmm. It's really wonderful. But for some people, it doesn't fit their lifestyle, and they need to use the cane instead, and the long red and white canes that you see.
Yeah, I love what you guys are doing. Why is your organization so important? And is anybody else in that particular category or niche that you're serving?
In our territory, no. We overlap. Let me back up. In probably a 10 or 11 county area, we are the only ones that do it, the capital region. But if you go to Glens Falls, there's an organization. If you go down to Poughkeepsie, there's an organization. And we overlap. So they provide some level of services, and then we provide additional services that complement what's being provided. So we're just a little large and provide some more services. So we do partner with them. But there's 17 rehab agencies across New York State. There's a handful in New York City, of course, and Long Island, and then the rest of the state. And there's 8 agencies that do full-service rehabilitation, like MABA, and the manufacturing and service opportunities that we have.
Yeah, great job. So if someone wanted to get in touch with the Northeast Association of the Blind, how could they do that?
Go to our website, naba-vision.org. Call us, 518-463-1211, and just ask to speak with someone. And we'll take calls all day long.
Yeah. And you're in downtown Albany. And is there a walk-in or just all application?
No, just phone calls and set up appointments. A lot of the services we provide, Maya, are in the community, right? You can come to NABA and I can teach you how to cook in our kitchen, but when you go home, your environment's completely different, so that's not really going to do me any good. So what we like to do is to go out and see people in their homes. We have a doctor on staff who's a low vision specialist. If an ophthalmologist declares somebody legally blind, the next step is to come in and have an exam by our low vision specialist to determine what remaining vision someone might have, what the appropriate training might be, a regimen for that individual. And then we match them up with a counselor, someone on our staff, and we go out and provide the services.
Great.
So it's really a phone call and get the whole thing started.
Excellent. So a little bit more about the mission of the Northeast Association of the Blind. It's their private nonprofit organization, and it's to assist individuals who are blind or visually impaired achieving independence and growth. Chris, thank you so much for being on the podcast, Fundraising Secrets. Guys, if you like this content, like it, subscribe, and share. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, and I will catch you guys next time. I'm Maya McNulty. I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. Have a great day, everybody. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.